Riot, Channel 1 Riot, beginning a visit with John Turner this Tuesday at supper, the 3rd of July, 73. After he finished cultivating the peanuts, Rick wasn't here to help him. Debbie helped him. Channel 1 Riot, and beginning a visit with John Turner at supper this Tuesday, the 3rd of July, 73. After he'd finished cultivating the peanuts, Rick wasn't here to help him. Debbie helped him. Time went right. Beginning the visit with John Turner this Tuesday at supper, the 3rd of July, 73. After he'd finished cultivating the peanuts, Debbie helped him. Rick wasn't here.
Yes, ma'am.
Ask the chef.
Yes, ma'am.
I poured the pot liquor in this, and then some bread. I don't know whether you liked it that way or not.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll eat most anyway.
Okay, and there's your sugar and your cream.
I eat armadillo, gopher, cooters, the most sticky legs.
That's fine. I told him about seeing that big one back there.
You already brought him to the house and put him in a bale for me.
You mean just pick him up?
Yes. Bring him and put him in a bale. I'd have got it. My father seen him like he wouldn't have went nowhere. Thanks, love, the body by the few Christ's sake. Yeah, hold on.
We couldn't wait for you, John. We tried to wait.
Where's Mr. Mars going?
And he'd be in a minute.
He's going.
Yes, sir.
This coffee?
Yeah. Sure yes, is. But there's no sugar and cream in it.
No.
I'll let you fix it.
How long it took us to put all them flowers?
You know how long it took us?
How long?
4 hours.
And, he wouldn't come help us or show us or nothing, would he? Okay, that's all right. I was kind of waiting to ask him how to lift up the plows and put the thing had it in gear, and try to make it pick up the plows, and it wouldn't pick up.
Yeah.
He said you got to put it in gear and make it pick them up. So after you put it in gear, a little while, make it pick them up, and pick them up any time then. See, I used to that old late model tractor. I didn't know about that, you know.
Oh.
You see, that's an old tractor. A late model tractor is a little different.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a good old tractor, though.
It moves.
Yeah.
That's a good old tractor. That's a good old tractor. You get ready to sell it, give it to me.
I thought I was going to have to come out there and rig it up for you, John.
I didn't know about that, and you know that. Them late model, them different, you know. But that's a good tractor. That old tractor's a good old tractor.
Yeah?
When you gonna give it to me?
Well, wouldn't the things fit on there right for you?
No, they wasn't right. These was right for two rows.
Yeah.
See, but I couldn't cultivate with one row at a time.
Well, hell, that'd take you all day.
Well, I got the field finished. Got to go back over it again, plow it again, but I got it finished for this time. I went all the way over it.
Why, John?
Just one row?
Yeah. I went all the way over it. Got every row. Yes, sir.
Well, how did you fix that thing with just one row?
I decided to come, them hiller discs in the front, on them two little arms would sit close in the front, you know? I put them two hiller discs on there.
Yeah.
That throw it away from there, and the little sweep come along and push it back towards it.
Yeah.
But the next time, I got to turn the hiller disc round and let it throw the dirt up to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's when you go with the second time. Then you're through. Pull them weeds out of it, then you're through.
Well, I know, but how'd you get that thing? Where did you put it on the frame? You can't put it on just one row, you gotta put it on two.
It's on one, so you go look.
It's on one.
I got it on a one row now.
In the middle?
That's right.
Well, where did your wheel go?
The wheel? Run straddle the row.
Just straddle one row?
Straddle one row and come back straddle another.
Oh, is that the way you done?
That's right. That's the way your one row tracked away. But you could get over more ground. But you see, I didn't have the wheels let out when I planted. So that would mess me up, see?
Yeah.
I planted with two planters.
Yes.
But I couldn't cultivate it like that on the corner. I didn't have the wheels let out.
Well, it wouldn't have took you long to let them out. Just turn them.
You know when I was planting it. That's what I should have done when I was planting it. You understand me?
Sure.
But I didn't do that. That's what kind of tricked me right there.
Well, how come you not to do that?
Me and Ricky was out there fixing it up. I didn't know whether it was to use the one row or the two. But it had two planters. It should have used two rows.
Sure.
And plowed two at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
That's some good okra land up there.
Okra?
Oh, that thing would grow okra out this country. Sweet potatoes and okra. Yeah, that place up there grew it out this country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how'd you get those things, what the hell jump out there, John?
I had to change it over to Rachel Drake Monroe. I had to loose all them things over it.
Well, it's a good thing you had some wrenches in your car.
Yes, ma'am. You found two out there with Drake on it, didn't you?
Yeah.
A little and another. She put them back. And I had mine in my car, but I leave some of mine out on them to the other place. I didn't have all of mine with me. I leave them on that other tractor over on the way out of the way.
Well, they ought to have plenty of wrenches over there.
I ain't got no wrenches.
Yeah, you sure can't do much without the right wrench to fit, can you?
He had plenty of them there. He said someone carried them all off. Carried off all his wrenches. Somebody met and took his wrenches.
Well, you know, you don't have to buy the most expensive ones, because you're going to lose them anyhow.
Yeah, he landed some of his stuff out to other people. They go there and get it.
Yeah.
And he just take his wrenches and things, too, I would imagine, and they go there.
Why, yeah.
Tear them off, but if you never mention them, they don't come back.
He ain't there.
That's right.
Well, Lord help us. I thought I was going to have to come out there and help you all get rigged up.
Oh, we wait.
Well, you had good help.
Sure, right.
Not too good.
Got so hot up under that barn out there, I had told her to pull it out there under the tree, please. It got hot up under that little tree.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was warm in there, wasn't it?
Really?
And we tried to find some shade.
Well, I don't know anybody.
What time is it going to be, you know?
It's not late.
I'm supposed to go to the Swiftway.
To what?
To the Swiftway grocery store. Pick up some groceries for my wife. She's got, they going to stay home and have the big four, and I might be working somewhere.
Yeah.
I work all the time.
I don't know, John, anybody who'd work in that old shed out there.
Man, it's hot in there. In the desert these days. No air coming through.
No. It don't even come through that in the wintertime.
I got out from under there, too.
Yeah, we stayed out there too long, I reckon, huh?
Sure, right. I was wife down in the trying to get that old plow to fit.
Yeah. You mean it wouldn't do it the first time?
No, sir. And when them plow, we got them plow in the field, they were sought, they wouldn't sought no kind of way. I had to get under there and set them.
Again?
And you had to set them, yeah. And pull up a little piece and see how they work, and then had to wind that piece in between that 3-8 3-point hitch.
Yeah.
Had to wind that until it come to the run level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then had to wind that little knob out there, that little crank.
Yeah.
And I got them right, though. I've been on the way.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how to pick it up and clear the ground, don't you?
I done found that out.
Yeah. But I don't mean take them off.
No, I know what you mean. Just take that leaf and let it go. I find out what to do to it.
Well, by the time you get used to it, see, you'll be through with your crop.
That's right. Then come back and have to learn all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't ever forget.
I don't know, go to fooling them other, you get off. You go to farm with another tractor, you get off a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's a little different. Not like a car driving a hydromatic. Now, you used to drive on a hydromatic, you run up to a place, you used to forget to put your foot on that clutch. Choke down, see? But somebody was used to driving a standard dealer, but every time they get in there, they put your foot on the clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Release it. Well, you go, like I drive my old car, I'll be driving the man truck sometimes, run up there and think of my stop like I do my truck and think, whoop, 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 whoop. Forget to put my foot on the clutch.
Yeah.
Then I think, I'm driving a standard. And I just slam my foot down.
Yeah. Well, that's trouble when you have seen somebody.
That's right.
Well, now, you and Ricky, y'all took y'all the right smart time to rig up.
Yes, it sure did. And then never did get it quite right. Had to hold the planter down to make it work. Didn't need nothing but some little blocks of wood, which was made to go under. It was under the shed. All they needed was pushing in between them sleeves with them things with hook down.
Yeah.
put one under the one and one on the top of the hood, and that'd make it run just right.
Yeah.
And then pick up on the end and everything. We really didn't know.
But you was halfway through before you found that out?
That's right.
Well, you want to hold on to them blocks of wood.
They out there, and we never did use them. We just let her rid on top of it.
Oh, really?
Mm.
That do just as good?
That done just as good. Put them peanuts out. I didn't know they would come up that good, did you?
I thought when we was putting them out, I didn't think the planter was working that good. I didn't think they'd come up at all like they come up.
I sure didn't either. They've been on again, that planter was got a kick. Well, they come up a good stand.
Well, what slowed you up when you and Ricky was trying to get it going?
Ricky said he don't know how in the world it's fit, and I didn't know. So we just kept filming that till we got it.
Well, you all had trouble putting the planters on.
That's right.
Well, it looks like that'd be the easiest thing.
It would if you don't fasten them right, though, it wouldn't be on there.
Well, I ought to come.
They're easy to fasten on there, all right, after you get on to it.
I guess I thought y'all would get it done. I guess you thought y'all knew. Yeah. But I hadn't done it in so long. I guess I'm doing it.
Yes, sir.
As your tomatoes,
John. No, ma'am, I don't wish anything. Thank you. I eat so many of them things till they done about got in the tomatoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, I had a big feeling. You know, I eat them raw, done, and all kind of meat. Oh, my. Eat them without salt and everything.
John, you were telling Ricky and Debbie about that dog of yours that got run over.
Yeah, she got run over, had 12 puppies and got run over, and the puppy was 3 weeks over. Every one of them puppies died. I fed them and tend to them, and they died anyhow.
Well, you could have given them away.
Nobody wouldn't get them. Then they got their want them and they wouldn't come get them. My children worried that them puppy wasn't the little baby.
Oh, really?
But they died anyhow. Man come along the other day and give him a goat. A little billy.
Yeah.
And he's about big as a big dog. Man, that thing is something. He want a butt. He got little horns about his life. Huh? And he be running all around in the yard. Now they're pitting him now.
Yeah.
And about three rabbits a white fella give him. So they got them, then now they got something to aggravate them. I'm through with hogs. Every time I look, I got something to be out. I fix the fence, don't care how I fix it. Got a male, little jumper fence high. Never told her that do.
Oh.
A male hog. And you get behind him outside and say, get in there! Get in there! And he'll jump back over in there.
Oh, will he?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's
all
I never saw.
All I had to do was holler at him and say that. Just keep hollering at him. Get in there! Get in there! And he'll jump that fence.
But now that was a pretty smart dog.
What's it? My, anything. Hunt anything. Them hogs would get out of mine. I got some old hogs would get out and they wouldn't go back to the pen. You know what he'd do? She'd suck it around him and give him about two or three bites and they'd go get in the pen.
Oh, she'd do that.
She'd find him. All I said, sue. And Greg, he's a shoe. If a chicken out to make him go back in the coop.
A chicken?
Yeah. Running back in there. She won't hurt him. Take a foot and put a foot on him and hold him down until you get there. She wouldn't bite him for nothing.
Just put it down easy like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, right. Just hold a foot down on him easy. In order to the chicken rest, you match a little harder. That was a collar dog. I'll tell you, that hurt him even though the dog got you. That was a good dog.
But couldn't she keep the dog in? You know they'd get run over.
Yeah, after she had all them puppies, be trying to loose, let her walk around a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But that wasn't good. For you to have a good yard around your place, a fence.
Yeah.
And
you
keep
it
open. No. My space is open. You can drive right up in there. Off the highway.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And if she'd catch her, she could go run them chickens and just put her foot on them.
Just put her foot on them. She wouldn't bite them. Just put her foot on them and mat them down.
What'd she do? Just wait for you to...
Well, wait till you get there. That's right. Stay right there and hold him till you get there. Let's match keep that foot on.
Yeah.
And she'd give it to you right away?
She don't act like she don't want to turn loose. You hit about twice lightly side the head and say, turn him loose. And she's turning him loose and take her foot up.
Oh, just speak to her.
Yeah, sir. Man, until you got money, you got to give me. But that's a little puppy. I don't want no little puppy.
And it won't be trained.
I'd rather get one in training, though.
Well, how'd you get this dog to be so smart?
My granddaughter, my little grandbaby, bought that dog there. Said some white folks give it to her. And I just let him see he's a little puppy. And he grew it up. And that's the way I got that dog. Some white folks giving him a little grandgirl. Yeah.
Did you show the dog how to do all those things?
No, it just was in him to do it, I guess.
Just in him?
Just in him to do that. That one. That's the only dog I ever seen you didn't have to train like that.
There's a lot of difference in dogs.
It sure is. I owned one time when she was 6 months old, was trained possums and coons. 6 months old. Little bitty thing, I said, now that dog ain't running nothing. I'd go down there and have a big possum or a coon sitting up in the log.
Have a dime.
I used to hunt all night every night.
You did?
Coons and possums.
That's the best thing to hunt.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Because then you get something.
You're right. But I tell you one thing. They hunt me out on the way I had my farm. Them coons. I had some watermelon last night. Now, you may think I'm this long, but I ain't. But that long. And you know what the coon done?
That's 30 inches long.
Huh?
That's...
Yep, I got one to the house not that long. I had a heap of them like that.
30 inches long. How much that weigh? 4 pounds?
That ain't no 30. That ain't no 30. From there to there, that ain't 3 foot.
Yeah.
You think I'm just saying that, but I had something like that.
How much you weigh? 30 pounds?
About 50 pounds.
Oh.
Close to 50 pounds. It didn't lag much.
Oh, they pick out the best ones.
Yeah. And the coon would go to them great big and put a hole about like that thing in there. And you go there and pick it up, nothing but a little sour water run on it.
Yeah.
You done ruin it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You get all that out of a hole that big.
A little hole like that, and I don't know how in the world he get all that meat out of that watermelon like that.
How do you do it?
That's what I want to know. How do we get it out? That put me on a one now. I said, now he just put a little round hole about like that there, and he'll get everything out of that melon.
Yeah.
You pick it up, you ain't got nothing but the rind and little sour juice run out of there. I walked through many of them, thought I had a good melon and didn't.
Well, you just cut them.
I didn't never cut them.
Just eat them.
Man come along and said he wanted to buy the patch. I just sold them to him, the patch.
Oh. And you had to fool with it.
Wasn't many of them. See that first crop they rot in. You remember when I was telling you? That's the second crop.
Well, it was a coon.
It was a watermelon. But from that wall to that one in the field. Every now and again you see two. And it was that way all over the little place. It was about 5 acres. The other 2 acres, the gummy stem blights got them, like I told you.
Yeah.
And all over that field, you couldn't find no five or six watermelons right along together. You just find one here and two yawning and three over yawning or four up yawning and then no more till you get the head out again.
Yeah.
So the man walked the field. He said, I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $300 for it. And I'll pick them Friday. I said, well, give it, and you can have the patch back. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
So we pick them Friday coming. Then I'll have the patch right back. I can get watermelon right on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can sell it all over again.
Then sell some melons out of it if I don't sell the peel.
Yeah. Now, the coon's been bothering you there?
That's what he was eating them up at.
I heard you talking about way back sometime.
Mm-mm. This year. That patch I got that now, they own them. And he wouldn't get a green one for nothing. And you go the next morning and look and see where he put his sandy foots and been all up on top of the watermelon. What did he get up there for? You see the ripe?
Yeah.
Well, he sure get up on top of them. That ain't no joke.
How you tell?
Well, he put his sandy foots up there and see his track down his side and then see where he got up on it with his sandy foot. I believe he just pumped them watermelon seeds right.
Oh.
That coon got some sense, a coon.
Oh, they have.
You sure is he cunning? I went out one morning, 4 days, and I said, I'm going to kill me some coons. Went by myself that morning. I turned him my watermelon, shined a light, and one was sitting up on a watermelon. I shined the light right on him, up on the watermelon. Turned his head. I shined off a piece out in the woods like that, then turned it back on him. And you know he turned his head again? And run off a piece by putting out that shed on and look back at me. And I ain't seen no more. He wouldn't let me get close enough to shoot him.
Oh, you wasn't close enough?
Wasn't close enough. I had one of them headlights, one of them good ones.
Oh.
Wasn't close enough to get him.
Sitting on top of your watermelon.
Sitting up on one one.
Out there testing it.
Might have been thinking to eat that one.
What kind of light do you have?
My name Bull Eyes, a headlight. They don't lie to you, them, you know. It's against the law.
What's a bull eye?
A headlight.
Oh.
Sit
oh,
right up over your, put,
oh,
put it over your head. I used to kill rabbits all night with them. Kill so many rabbits you couldn't hardly tote them. That's the reason I don't want you to use them kind of lights, I reckon.
They blind them.
Yes.
And then you can get aim.
Mm-hmm. I used to go with a white boy hunting. His daddy was the sheriff. He and I used to go hunting out in them old fields. And you know what he'd do in the night? He'd take a 22 rifle and kill every rabbit he chewed at. In the night.
Yeah.
He wouldn't miss none. But
well, you have a headlight?
Mm-hmm. That was the sheriff's son, though. He wasn't going to know it. It wasn't going to bother him. Not out in there.
Now, this fella you was talking about, that Rafer, that fella, Boss Kite.
Boss Kite, yes, sir.
Now, Boss Kite had a mule.
And horses, too.
Yeah.
I broke a horse for him.
That's right, I remember that.
Hmm?
Weren't you telling us about that?
Mm-hmm, that's right. And that horse jumped up middle on the fence, and I jumped off and jumped right back on him and he fell back, come back down. And I was the one read that mule, he said, ain't nobody never read by there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said, boy, where you, what you doing on that mule? Where you going? Nobody never been by here and rode that mule. That mule will kill you, boy. I had plowed him that day, and I read him back to the house. He said, nobody never been by there and rode that mule.
Yeah.
He sort of scared me when he told me that.
I
said, I done read that mule, and they tell you he'll kill you? That old mule, me and that old mule made good friends. We used to ride him every evening. I wouldn't ride him in the morning, though, going out. I wouldn't bother him in the morning.
Oh, you wouldn't?
After I wakened that day, I'd ride him.
Oh, I see.
See, that's what he looks on right there. My uncle had a mule. I had been riding that mule and riding that mule. One morning, like coming up to the 4th of July, I mean, I then got on that mule. That mule told me how this house near looked like. Up to that thing there.
They really do that.
He run up top of the piece and he throw it on bricks and put a little hump in his back. And you and I go up there and was headed down on my head and I throw that arm out there and he just carried it right on back there and popped it. He had to get me to the hospital, man, and had that slump and splints and thing put on there to get that arm grow it back. And that arm worry me now sometimes.
Oh, God.
I can drive a car down the road about 3 or 4 hours and have to go to Hoyt and send somebody sticking a knife in it right in there.
Hell.
Yeah, they didn't never been shot right. Or he got out of place one. That's a bad arm.
But now, that wasn't the mule that Boss Kite had.
No, sir. That was one my uncle had over there to sit. None of them couldn't ride him. I had been riding him, so that morning he showed me something.
Well, that mule Boss Kite had, he educated mule too.
Yeah, so I seen him hook that one of them old mules with 20 heels to him every time he would've put the bridle on him in the morning.
Yeah.
He'd come on here and put your head in here. A mule would turn his back. Back of the ear would turn his back in no time.
Yeah.
He hooked that mule that morning with one of them big old platted hooks.
Yeah.
Every time he cut him, I see little smoke look like a fly from it.
Yeah.
And he cut the guy who cutting that mule walk up there and put his head in the bridle like that.
Oh, did he?
Really. Boss Kite done that. I remember that. Good.
You seen that?
Seen it done.
That old padded whip.
Yes, sir. That's about a 6 flat.
With a new cracker on it.
That's right. Has one of them long pieces of leather on in there.
Oh, is that what it has?
Mm-hmm. Look like smoke flow for it when you cut it.
We used to make them, we'd plait them crackers.
Yes.
But leather just as good?
Yes, that's right. My granddaddy used to make them and sell them. Old man Ben Galloway.
Yeah.
He loved it on his lake. After all, he'd do how to fish. Make that syrup.
Make the syrup.
Mix syrup and raise that corn and had a little meal. We'd grind grits and meal.
Yeah.
Raise a little sweet potatoes and stuff and bank them. And he'd kill him 2 or 3 hogs. Put them in the smoke out and make us get hickory wood and smoke it. Go to no store.
Oh. You had that little mill behind.
That's right. Yes, sir. I had one lacking, but somehow really got away from my place.
Yeah. I'm going to give you some ice cream, John.
No, I don't want a drink of water now. I've got a plenty. Thank you.
Give me just a little bit.
Give me no ice cream, man. They're not this evening. Give me a little water. That's all I need. No, I need a little water.
This mule boss kind had, he... Is he the one that knew when the whistle blew?
That ain't the old mule. It was another old mule. That ain't the one that knows when the whistle blew. That was another one.
How was that, John?
And 5 o'clock come in the evening, he'd make a round and he'd when he get out on the end of me, he'd come out to come to that barn.
Yeah.
He'd make another round, if you didn't dig him out, he'd lay down in the plow. See, they had two mules pulling it.
Yeah.
He'd lay down. You'd get him up, he'd make another round, he'd get that candy, and lay down again. That was the toughest mule I ever seen. And 5 o'clock come, you ain't gonna wake him no more. You just have to kill him.
So you might as well just
knock off.
And he done that to you?
And all other fellas too. But was working. See, after I got promoted, I got on a tractor. I didn't plow no more mules.
But you didn't, that's not the one that,
No, not the one I read. No. And that ain't the one he whooped. See, they had a lot full of mules and horses.
Yeah.
They had some of the prettiest horses that you wanted to see.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But all the mules were sort of stubborn.
That's right.
So you hadn't worked mules in a good while.
That's been a long time, but I bet you I ain't forgot how to wake one.
They're different.
Yeah, sure is. Cause yo, I don't eat. I don't wake a little bit. I didn't wake much today, but I don't eat. And I'm out running from home. You see that place closed 9 o'clock. Let me see. I might not make it down there now.
Oh, you got plenty of time. What is that? We got a place right down here.
Yeah. But she wants to get something for tomorrow. They're going to be home to have the fourth out on. I'll be going.
You going to that?
No, I ain't. Yeah, I'm going all right. I want to wait the other field I got and then come right back down next week and wait that in there again.
Well, I'm telling you, on that. Ricky was talking about a Hoover tractor. Was that you telling him about a Hoover tractor?
That's all they used to have in them oil groves in the Hoover days.
Yeah.
They'd cut them old big trucks down in them old cars and make the Hoover tractor out of it. Cut it in two and cut that drive shaft and draw it up close and reel it back. Make a Hoover tractor. That was the fastest thing ever been out in the grove.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is fast. But you didn't have no brakes on no wheel to turn around like on a tractor.
Yeah.
You'd have to go around, way around, and come around in another middle. And just keep circling around till you get your wake done. They didn't have no turn around like a tractor, like a normal tractor.
Yeah. And that's pull.
Yeah, pull, man. Pull one of them big dishes all day long. Yes, sir.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yeah. And this man, I was telling you about his name, was Harry Bowler. H.L. Bowler. He had a Cadillac car. A photo Cadillac car, one of them big Cadillacs.
Yeah.
He cut that thing down and put a truck body on it and hauled 80 boxes when he was on it at the time. 80 seal boxes.
Mm.
To the packing house. Hauled just as much as one of them trucks he bought from the factory. 80 boxes.
And
it was one of them old Cadillacs. You remember the old Cadillac you had to pump that air in it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the kind of road. You had to pump it, had a little pump. You'd stick this hand here and this pump until it'd get tight and then it would crack up so easy.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of stuff that was. But it was a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he cut it in two.
Cut it in two and put a little flat body on it and put ropes and things on it, a little front board. And he put 80 box on it and hauled it to the packing house out the grove.
Yeah.
80 boxes at the time. You'd haul them out the grove on a little tractor to it and load them on it. 80 boxes. Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
I never did.
Well, they just had to do the best they could then.
Only then, that's right.
They couldn't
There's nothing he could get.
They couldn't go there into the town and just put the money out for something.
That's right.
They didn't have it.
And they wasn't paying but 35 cents a day. I was waking long in them. 35 cents a day.
30.
All day long for 35 cents. I mean grubbing, ditching, and anything.
Yeah.
35 cents. And the men that had been there for years working with them, they'd give them 50 cents a day. Now I'm telling you what I know. I went through with that.
John, what would you do with these old armadillos we got around here?
My wife said she want to try to cook some of them, but I don't know. My daughter used to cook them all the time and eat them. But I tell you, I don't know whether I'll eat them or not, if I know it.
Oh, you...
I ate some, but I didn't know I ate it.
You don't mind a gopher?
No, I eat a gopher any time. And I want spigot leg cooters.
Yeah.
Like being a pony.
But you don't care for armadillos?
Yeah, it was good I ate, but I don't know whether the other guy eat like that or not. I don't know.
Well, what I was thinking of is catching them.
Yeah.
You can't run them down.
He runs so fast that he grunts. You ever hear one? Go in a hole.
How'd he go?
Like a grunt, he runs so fast.
How'd he run?
He can run some fast. He grunting whenever he runs.
And ain't no chance of catching him.
No, if you catch him in a hole, you can't pull him out. You can catch him by that tail, you can't pull him back out of there. I ain't never seen nothing to hold in a hole like that. I have caught him by that tail and pulled a lot of strain myself the other day and couldn't pull him out.
You had a hold of him?
Had a hold of him, yeah. Had him by that tail. Can't pull him back out of there. You get his head down, he ain't getting that little hole. You threw it him.
Well, you wouldn't be able to dig him out.
Yeah, you could dig him out. If it's his hole, he ain't got it too deep. But if it's a gopher hole and he get in there, you won't get him.
Oh.
That's right.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't know gophers went in holes.
Yeah. That's where he stay. In the ground, in a hole. A gopher. They call him a gopher. It's a sand turtle, but they call him a gopher.
Sand turtle.
Yeah, that's what it is. They call him a gopher, but that ain't a gopher. That's a sand turtle.
And he really goes down?
He really go down. I had a rod with reaching him to that tree on it and jigging the hole in there. I ain't felt the bottom of it yet. A rod, I'd run in the hole and pull him out.
That's 40 foot out there.
I know it. I used to take a grapevine, put me a piece of iron on the end of it, and pass a bit wire around that grapevine and run it down the hole and pull gophers with that. I used to pull gophers with that. That was the place where we learned how to pull them. But now they get old bed spring, and that rod would go all the way around that bed. You clip, get it loose where it go together, and then straighten it out. Put your bend in the end of it and sharpen it. And when that touch that gopher, he got to turn around one way or the other. He going somewhere when you're running out in there and you rub against him. It'd be scraping him, see? And he'll turn where you can hook in there while that hook will grab him down there. Right in his shell and put him right on out of him.
Say that again, John.
I said, you see, you make that hook, you get it to a bed spring.
Yeah.
That piece would go all the way around the edge of it, you know? Old bed spring would got that heavy piece of wire go all the way around the edge of it.
Yeah.
Come back here. And you loose it right where it come together.
Yeah.
You take that rod then, you put a bend in it like that.
Oh.
On the end.
Oh.
And the other end, you put your stick on the other end of it and fix it where it won't come off. You put your hole in your stick. Run it through, bend it and run it through that stick, bend it back to the stick and then tack it. And it ain't gonna slip off. Then you run it down that gopher hole when you get there and you get that gopher.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
You got just one little hook in it.
That's all. That's all you need. See that go on the shell? Like he be down and that go up on the shell like that. Then you pull him on out.
Oh.
But if his head turn up this way, you got trouble on your hand. If his head turn up like it coming out, you got trouble on your hand. You can't hardly hook it.
Oh.
But if you keep rubbing that on him, he'll turn around. Down in his hole, see?
Oh, yeah, he can do that.
Yeah, keep jugging it and rubbing it.
I just want to see which way we're going. I just want to see which way we're going. 1, 2, 3. I just want to see which way we are going.
How deep that pond up there?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
How deep that pond out there? You don't know? Your pond.
Well, Well, depends on how much water's in it.
I don't know.
It ain't deep unless it's...
It went dry at times?
It never goes dry. It's always got a few little water holes in it.
There's some big alligator cooters in there then. I used to go in all them ponds and get them out. Them big alligator cooters, you know?
Yeah, the big ones.
That's right. There's something in there. They see, they love where the mud at.
Yeah.
You get right down in that mud and sink yourself down in that, suck yourself down in that mud and stay right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's no right. Water there, just mud.
That's right. You don't care if there ain't nothing but mud. You stay right there.
Well, now, you get off on them cooters. What bothers me is these...
Armadillos.
Yeah.
Hey, you see them in the mornings or in the evenings?
I don't see them at all.
Oh, sure.
I just see
you got to study the time and then go out there when he be walking. Now, soon in the morning, I believe he walk, and late in the evening.
I've seen him in the morning.
Yeah, most of the time they walk in the morning. Soon in the morning.
Oh.
He'd be out feeding then. Yeah, sure. That's the most time he travels, real early in the morning.
Yeah. But
sometime in the evening they come out now.
You mean after it's light or...
Yeah, after daylight. He'd be out there in the night, too. He'd come out about 12 or 1 o'clock in the night and stay out till day, up in the day morning, and then he'd go back to his place where he'd sleep.
That's what I figured. He'd be out in the night.
That's right.
But how late he'd stay out, I didn't know.
He'd stay out till it's good daylight where he can see good, and then he'd make his way to a little hole or den of his, maybe he'd stay.
Do they go pretty fast?
Oh, they can move.
They don't look like they can.
Yeah, he can move, though. I had walked up to one and he didn't see me, and I got right there and made a dump my foot in great goodness through the palmettos and bushes he go.
Yeah.
He can't just tan up them palmettos going through them.
And you couldn't keep up with it?
No.
Well, they, a lot of these animals, see, have trouble, but they, the armadillos, don't have trouble. They just... There's plenty of them.
Yeah.
Plenty of them.
That's right. And you can get them out. That's right.
Well, and nothing can bother them.
No, sir. You can't eat that thing either. His shell too hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's sort of like a snail. He got a box scooter. He carries his house long. He shit up all the time.
Yeah.
Armadillo?
Yes. That old shell, you can't hardly knock a hole through that shell. They made them, J-Pans will take them and make a basket set on the table to put pins in things. Mm-hmm.
What do you do? You shoot them?
Yeah, some of them shoot them, but I ain't never shot them. I can catch them with my hand. You ain't got to do nothing. You can pick them right up, and if you ever get up to them, you can grab them.
You mean I'm a devil?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can you get up to them?
That boy of mine caught three down in the grove one day and had them in my car trunk. I made him turn them loose. Down in the crawl of this grove. They done sold them groves now, though. Wartman.
Oh,
have it. Wartman sold all of his groves to the man who run the Ford place.
Oh. Yeah.
One man run the Ford place, and the other named Clement, and the other named Williams.
Yeah.
Clement and Williams and the man who run the Ford place. They bought all of Wartman estate, bought all their groves.
Yeah.
And all of Crawford's but one. So it's another company that got them grove now with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
John, what was you telling us about Tom Gleason over there?
Oh, about the fish?
Yeah.
He'd give a big party and invite all the game warden to come.
Yeah.
To the party that night. When he get all the game warden there, he'd send the fellows out with them nets to get fish out the lake.
Yeah.
They'd go out there with them nets and get all that fish that night. While they got them all there eating and they think they ain't thinking nothing, the next morning them boys come in with a load of fish.
Yeah.
Have them boats loaded with fish. And the game warden going back home, then he doesn't come out with all that fish. That's kept him from catching them.
Yeah. Well, now, did you know him pretty good?
I worked for him for about 4 years. 4 years I worked for him.
Doing what?
He got a little orange grove over there, and I'd wait around in his pastures, put up fence, do all the city work of that, chop logs and things out there and pile them up.
Yeah.
Had a chainsaw and everything, and I just cut them up and pile them, take the tractor and pull them together and blend them.
Oh,
I'd
hold them
place, yeah. I stayed right in away from him about 4 years.
Well, was the wages pretty good then?
He paid me better than them people did. Then I wait for him. He saw the jug of water down. I'll tell you what's killing me. He saw the jug of water right here, and he saw the jug of tree killer right here. He got thirsty. And he went and picked up the wrong jug and drunk out of it.
Yeah.
They rushed him to the medical center. Didn't do no good.
That stuff killed a tree.
Yeah, he had a jug of tree killer and a jug of water.
Oh, that was clear.
That's right. And he drunk out the wrong jug. He was thirsty and he run down the hot out in the past awaken.
Yeah.
And he drunk a big, two or three big swallows of that.
You wasn't there.
No, I wasn't there then. I had gone to wait somewhere else.
That later than that.
And I went on back over there 2 or 3 days after that to wake. I ain't know where he had drunk it. His wife said he drunk some tree killer and they came into the hospital and he died. Yeah, sure. Couldn't get it out of him.
Yeah.
That tree killer, man, it don't pee the food, that stuff.
Well, he done pretty good over there, didn't he?
Oh, he made money. He made money, man.
How did he make money?
Them big trucks would come in there and load up with all that fish, man.
Yeah.
Them big old Frigidaire trucks. You know, with them big sit up and had that Frigidaire up there.
Yeah.
He'd load that with fish.
That's freshwater fish.
That's right.
As before the game laws come in.
No, the game laws was in there. He'd ship them out from there. Catfish and them, too. It came toward Georgia, somewhere back up that way. He had a place in Georgia he'd send him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Georgia was his home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he, is that chiefly what he done, just fish?
That, he, no, he had fellow fish with him.
Yeah.
He didn't never go fishing.
Oh, he didn't?
No, the fellows was still on his place, and the fellows was didn't stay on it, they'd catch all them fish and came to him, the catfish and all.
Oh, yeah.
They'd sell to him all the week, and then on a Saturday or Friday, they'd go down there and draw their money. See, they'd keep a check of how many pounds they'd have, you know. And then the weekend, then they'd get their money, the same as they were working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So much a pound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them fellas was pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, goodness, some of them was rough. Come in with boatloads of fish. I seen a boat so loaded with brims, till I tell you the natural truth, there ain't nothing could have stayed in it. I don't see how the man could stay in it with all them fish. Just them great big old brim. Man, they're stacked.
Big ones?
Yeah, goodness.
We don't have big ones like that now.
No, this time we're in Loch Luce Lake, though, now.
Yeah.
You know, but Loch Luce and Oil Lake, the giant.
Yeah.
Right up here. You know, Cross Creek.
Yeah.
And both of them lakes, one go right under the road and go right on into the other.
Oh, he would fish both lakes.
Yeah, both lakes. He had men fishing both lakes. Then he had some would go out in trucks and cars and go to other lakes and little ponds and catch fish. Mm-hmm.
He was a big businessman.
He'd bomb all front of him. Everyone would bring him. He'd bomb.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, sir.
What? Who owned that place where he lived?
His wife did.
I mean, before he bought
it. I don't know. He was there before I was growing. He was staying there before I was even growing. I was a boy at home.
Yeah. Well, it's one of them old places over there. I know where it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's one right across there.
That's right. It's the Williams. Williams.
Yeah.
Hugh Williams.
And his wife, what was her name?
I forget her name, but I know what it was.
Did you know her daddy?
No. I sure didn't know her.
Even before your time, too?
Must have was, but I didn't know him. I never did know him. But I know them Williams and them. So my cousin used to wake that grove for him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sell cows with him.
Yeah.
Him and me had a little auction one time.
Sure.
But we didn't get rich on it.
Sure, right.
Old Tom, listen, now, was he still fishing when he done that?
Yeah, and had his pastures and everything, had cows. He told me he was on there. The insurance man come to try to get his wife to put him in the insurance, and she giant insurances. He told me, he said, John, don't you never buy insurance. I'll tell you what to do. Get you a little piece of land and put you some wire around it. And every time you think about the insurance, you get the 2 or 3 cows and drop over in there and say, your insurance growing. So that's all you had to do is sell your cow or two when they get ready to bury, and they can bury you off of that. That's what he told me. He said, no insurance man won't ride his money from his house. He got me.
Oh, there's something in that, ain't there?
And then he says, if you buy a little heifer cow and put it over in there, sir. If you have a calf, your insurance increasing here all the time. That's what he tell me all the time.
Oh, that's what he tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's something to that, ain't there?
It sure is. Now, his wife, he had some cows, he leaves in. His wife done made them cows done created more and more. Man, they got some cows. She got some cows.
Oh.
She got some of them.
Oh, she still got them?
Yeah, got a big pasture full, man.
Who in the world? What in the world? What does she do with cows?
Well, she got a son or two there. They don't need no money. They're helping her every now and then. And then she got some old man another hired to go there and help. Color filler.
Who they got?
They went over there to out there on the Island Grove. He comes from Island Grove.
Who is he?
Lewis Gordon and Nathaniel Mann. They goes out there and help her with them cows and tend to them.
They help her with the grove?
Yeah. My son used to hold that grove, but he went to work for the city. He lost his graduation ring out there in that grove, Horn Orange Trees. My son.
Oh, really?
So he worked to the city in Ocala, no.
How far you live from that grove?
6 and 3 is 9 miles.
That far?
Mm, 9 miles.
How far are you from Island Grove?
3 miles. 3 miles from Island Grove.
Some little ways down there.
I say about 4 miles way up on where I stay, because when you get to Citrus, it's 3 miles. Down in Citrus, down in the little town.
Yeah.
Then it's 3 miles Island Grove. And I got to come a mile before I get to Citrus.
Oh, do
you? From out there where I stay.
That's right.
It's about 9 miles. But close to 9.
Yeah.
4 and 5, 6 and 4. About 10 miles.
It's a pretty good road.
It sure is. Good road. The Greyhound bus travel that road. It's on Ocala. Going to Gainesville. Mm-hmm. Come right along and going to Gainesville.
Well, that don't help it any.
No, I used to catch that bus and go to Gainesville. Then I'd get ready to come back. Wasn't there to come back this way. I had to go all the way around that way and go to Ocala.
Well, that'd take it next day.
Yeah. I got on one night up there on the lake, 1 o'clock. See, I got walk home, and man, that's the worst time I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Trying to walk from Orange Lake to Citrus.
Yeah.
My goodness, John.
And it was about 12 or 1 o'clock in the night when he got there. Man, I was so tired. I said, I'll get there for a day, man. I'll give out and sleeping and tired. But a fella come along and picked me up.
Yeah.
Along nearby that man used to have that bait bed. And right there, he picked me up. I done give out and I got that for.
Yeah.
But I made it home that night, and I ain't never tried to walk from over there no more.
I should think not. Orange Lake to Citra.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That colored lady the other night, I bet you she was happy, wasn't she? To the highlight. That thing they built at Orange Lake.
Yeah.
You know what you got, didn't you?
What she got?
$1,100.
Boy, that where is
the
that?
The police and the road man had to carry her home. They carried her home and get all that money. And
yeah.
Told her to lock the house up and go in there and stay.
I wouldn't even gone home, would you?
I'd have hid somewhere. $1,100.
Ooh.
What would you have done? What would a fellow do
man,
with all that?
I ain't had that kind of money in so long. I don't know where I'd be. Which way I'd have been.
Most of them lose it.
She'll ride right back, fooling with that thing.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing but Cupid, but they just got a new way to play. Anything but Cupid, they just got a new way to play. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Gambling right on. Just a new thing to keep on saying it's Bolita.
Down, what grocery are you going to? Over to Citra?
No, I won't get to there now. I'm going to Ocala. That big store, but they done closed. They'll be closed while I get there.
Ocala?
Yeah, they'll be closed while I get there now. They don't need me going.
John, that Marin Market is open.
No, she ain't want nothing from there. See, she wanted to go to Ocala and get all kind of meats and things to barbecue up for tomorrow. Her sister's supposed to come from Chicago. She
what?
Called her and told her she was in rent a garden. Her brother and her sister. I won't hardly be there till tomorrow evening, but they're gonna be there, so. If they ain't got nothing for me, it's a shame on them, they'll have to eat tomatoes.
John, that she'll be mad at you.
I reckon she will.
You were going to Ocala.
That means she wanted to go to Ocala.
Oh, she wanted to go. You want to take her?
She's got to get the groceries to her. I reckon my daughter might be done carried her.
Yeah.
Because she been there this morning, and she had to go to work a little while, but I imagine she done back.
Well,
my other little young daughter went along with the other daughter. I imagine they done carried her. If they ain't, she won't have nothing for tomorrow.
Well, she knows she can't depend on you.
She told me that. So you're going down to Mr. Miles, so if you won't get back till the night. And I go to that other man's place. She said, when I go there, she said, you won't get back till the night. One night I went there 9 o'clock. I wait till plum dark out on her.
Yeah.
And went home 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
She said, I knew you couldn't wake when night. I said, wait till dark. And then I had to come home from way over here. Well, now we got to get in the airplane and come. And drive about 50 miles an hour. That's all I drive hardly ever. 50 miles an hour is about my limit.
That's enough for me.
Yeah, so 50 or 60. And they get up to 60, I'm getting worried. I'll get right back down to 50 or 55.
Yeah.
But that daughter of mine, she got one of them newer on dusters. Well, a new one. She bought a brand new one.
Oh, did she?
Why, John?
Yeah, she bought a brand new duster.
Ooh,
and
that's got her back something.
No, that old boy, she stayed with him. Man, that old boy got some money, and he's spending. Then the other day, telling me, that's that car too light for her. I'm going to buy her a brand new Cadillac. That little boy told me, he wake night and day. He wake on the city in the day and he wake to that lime pit at night. And boy from Orange Springs.
So he can buy a Cadillac.
He said he gonna buy one, brand new. That's what he said. He bought her that brand new.
A duster.
A duster, that's right.
Mm. It'll go.
Man, she run that. I have never been there one day. She carried us up the stalks and back. We had some friends I was here. I told them to drive them old cars too fast. Them things have a blowout or something, you'd be dead before it hit the tree.
Yeah.
Don't drive like that. But he ain't telling them, the man, they go where they going and come back while I'm trying to get halfway there.
Yeah.
They drive them things. And that old boy of mine, the man caught him yesterday morning. Only way to work. Got him for speeding. $26.
That's not the one that was on probation.
No. Just the one that waits the certified grocer.
Yeah.
He's only be the wig and run late and rushing to get there. And the man stopped and said, where you going, boy? He said, I'm going to wait. Who you wait for? Certified. He said, yeah, but you gonna pay this $26 and got to meet court. Well, he got to meet court, I don't know what day. One day next week I'll be there. But they don't need to meet no court. Pay them people them $26 because when they meet, you know you're running over speeding.
Yeah.
He probably was going to go kill it or something, and was running faster than that sign said, you know.
Yeah.
He'll get you for that, no.
Oh, boy.
I see him, and I used to carry him to work. I used to see him sitting in clumps.
Yeah.
4 or 5 over there, and go up a little further, there's 4 or 5 sitting there.
Yeah.
Waiting on you to come along there.
Yeah.
I always pay attention to them signs. Now, when I get them magnetic, I see to 40 miles an hour,
yeah.
I come right down to 40.
Yeah.
I get on up the road, the IC says, get up to 60. I get up to 55 or 50, going about my business.
Yeah.
I go to a place where it says 15 miles an hour, I come right down to that. I don't never have no trouble out there with fellas, because I might do what they say.
You watch them signs.
That's right.
I don't believe it pays you just to run through them signs.
It don't. The man besides looking at you.
Yeah.
I got to go to driving test this month.
Oh, you have?
I got to take the driving test.
Can you see good?
Oh, I can see. Yeah.
What are you going to take the driving test for?
Yeah, they've been 3 years. You got the ticket. This is my third year.
Oh.
It's your birthday.
That's right.
Birthday month.
That's right. I had to get it the last day.
Yeah.
They done sent me a big letter.
Oh, they did?
From Tallahassee. Mm-hmm.
Telling you had
I've been driving ever since I was 12 years old and never had an accident.
Is that right?
Driving semis and trucks and things. All the Columbia, South Carolina and everywhere.
When did you do a drive all them semis?
I was hauling watermelons then. I was going to be the main in the watermelon business. I used to haul watermelons up there. Columbia, South Carolina, that big market.
Well, what in the world haven't you done, John?
Haul pokewood and everything. I've done all kind of work. I reckon that reason I ain't no good. I've done too much. And the first Social Security card I got is from Lake Placid, working on the railroad in 1937. That's where I got my security card.
Yeah.
And I ain't forgot that number yet. 718-09-5331.
917-305 is mine.
Yes, sir. All right, Joe, I'm gonna go, I guess.
Well,
tomorrow I might have to come back one day next week, I reckon, and throw that dirt back to them peanuts and pull some of them coffee weeds, and then the peanuts, you get your vines directly.
Yeah.
What about you going to get Bill, Will, and Ricky can help you a little?
Yeah, if I find out what days he gonna be on one of them days, I might just get off from doing anything else and come while he's here.
Well, I think he'd pay you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Because if he knows when you're coming.
Yeah. Because he liked to wait till the day, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I did pretty good.
Yeah. You held them bolts, and I was trying to turn them and put liquid wrench on them and everything. They didn't want to come off.
Oh, they've been there a long time.
Yeah. Then you slip the plows on there, That was wedged up with that cleaved-looking stuff out across the field or something.
Oh, really?
I reckon that's where we went out there the other day, planting.
Yeah.
And goddamn thing stopped up, man. You could hardly beat that stuff out of
there,
could you?
Yeah, it was just hard.
No, that was like, you can make a road out of that.
Sure, right. All right, I'll find out what day he'll be here. He'll let me know once.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Time went right around 1,000, and the individual with John Turner this Tuesday at supper the 3rd of July, 73, after he'd cultivated the peanuts. Debbie helped him. Rick wasn't here. Time went right around 1,000, the end of the visit with John Turner this Tuesday at supper the 3rd of July, 73. Debbie helped him. Rick wasn't here. Channel 1 right, and around 1,000, and Tuesday, it's supper, the 3rd of July, 73, and after the end of the visit of John Turner, and the and after he'd cultivated the peanuts, Rick wasn't here, and Debbie helped him.